Fangs and Sweet Beguiling. A Good Omens podfic, written by Moves Like Bucky and read by Jar. I do have to wonder, at the end of the day, what is so good about an apple? The angel asked, taking a bite of a bright green pear. The rain had finally abated, and Crowley had suggested that he might sample some of the fruits of the garden before they were both summarily removed from their posts. The angel had taken it as an invitation and followed along with him. "Snot the apple, though, is it?" Crowley tossed a few grapes in the air, catching them in his mouth and swallowing them. "How do you mean?" the angel asked with a quirk of his eyebrow. "So innocent, so unerringly trusting." Crowley was taken aback for a moment. This wasn't something he'd experienced much, a back-and-forth conversation. He'd only ever asked questions, but he'd never received answers. To have his question answered with another question? Unheard of. He didn't even know you could do that. It was nice. He felt like the words were heard, not just tolerated. But given his past, he decided then and there that he shouldn't get used to it. "Well, it's the temptation of the thing. An apple is an apple is an apple. But an apple that one can't have..." Crowley paused, materializing an apple of his own out of the other and taking a bite, letting the juice run down his chin as the angel watched on. "An apple that you can't have is an entirely different story when you're human." The angel swallowed heavily. "It does look rather tempting," he admitted. "But if that is the case, then the temptation must have barely needed your touch. If a, how did you say, don't touch sign is all that was really needed?" Crowley sputtered, spitting out bits of apple. "Excuse me, I was integral to the temptation. Wouldn't have happened without me." "Isn't logical, based on what you're saying." The angel shot him a pointed look, taking another bite of his pear. "Doesn't need to be logical. It's temptation. I'm a demon. That's what we do." "It's barely been a fortnight yet. Are you quite sure that's what you do?" Crowley felt himself bristle. How dare this feather brain question his credentials? "Extremely certain," Crowley huffed, crossing his arms. "You wouldn't be able to do what I do." "Oh, I wouldn't." The angel had a twinkle in his eye that made Crowley nervous, though he wasn't sure why. "Nope." Crowley took another bite of his apple, leaning back on his elbows in the grass in a way that he hoped appeared nonchalant. "I'm a professional. That's why they sent me."
"Get up there and make some trouble? Doesn't seem very professional to me. Sounds rather simple."
"Fine. Tempt me."
"Right now. I couldn't possibly..."
"Whenever you like. With all of the bureaucratic nonsense from your side mucking up the system, it'll be a couple of weeks before they start demolition. Go on then, surprise me." Crowley smiled at the angel with teeth just this side of too sharp, extending his hand. "Tempt me, little angel."
"It's Aziraphale, by the by."
The angel, Aziraphale, took his hand.
"And you, my good, bat demon, have yourself a bat."
One thing Crawley could say for the Earth in its favor was that the sun was absolutely glorious. He supposed it must be down to his reptilian nature at the end of the day that the sunshine made him feel so warm and happy and languid. He'd found a nice big rock in a clearing just near the apple tree, the bright noonday sun shining down upon it, and had found it entirely too difficult to resist a nap. His robes were shed, wings drawn out and fluffed. He'd taken the time the day before to groom them, and they shimmered with a fresh and clean luster that caught the rays of said sunlight beautifully. Crawley would never admit to being vain, because he wasn't. He didn't think of himself as beautiful, but he had an aesthetic appreciation for his wings. He yawned, lying back on the rock, letting the sun's warmth seep into his chest and face, as well as other areas of himself. He'd been trying out the whole genitalia thing the humans seemed to enjoy so much, though his solo efforts had been lackluster, and he'd been debating banishing the damn thing just because it was a pain to have swinging between his legs. But in another moment of fleeting vanity, he had to admire how it looked lying along his thigh. He wondered idly if the angel had tried any of this out yet. Probably not. It seemed the sort of thing heaven might frown upon. His thoughts grew hazier, and he fell into a light and comfortable sleep. There was a vague awareness of the sun passing overhead, the shifting shadows creating pleasing spots of coolness on his skin when the sun left them, warming up again when it returned. A sigh escaped his lips, calm and content, and feeling more at peace than he had in longer than he could feasibly remember. His sleep was interrupted by a shift of something cold and rope-like across his legs. An undulating and familiar body shape sliding up and over his cock and across his chest. His eyes shot open as the beast tickled his ear with its long tongue, whispering against his skin. "My dear boy, don't you think those apples look good enough to eat?" A long and white body was coiled over his stomach, pressing into him with a weight he wouldn't have expected. "Zerafair, is that you?"
"Crawley," the snake whispered again. "Go on then, eat the apple. You know you want to."
"Angel, you can't tempt me to eat an apple with all the knowledge of the world. I don't need to. We were never denied that."
Crowley's words were unsteady.
Zerafair, on purpose or by chance, had let his coils right on top of Crowley's cock. He touched it plenty of times, found it pleasurable, but there was something about another living being against it, with pulsing blood and rising and falling breaths, that was stoking arousal in his gut. Extremely inappropriate arousal that he was desperately trying to prevent, but arousal nonetheless. His cock began to harden, but Zerafair didn't seem to notice. Crawley dug his nails into the dirt by the rock, trying to find something to grip to keep him grounded.
"Well, that's not fair. I'm supposed to be tempting you."
"I told you, you couldn't do it."
"I can. I just need to find the right impetus."
At the words, Zerafair decided to move, the smooth scales of his stomach sliding quickly against Crawley's hardening cock, undulating in a way so tantalizing and forbidden. Ah! Crawley couldn't hold in the shout, his back arching off the rock, hips rolling against Xerophil's body. Shit, I'm sorry. I don't know what's come over me. Crawley swirled straight off. Xerophil was staring straight at him, piercing blue eyes cutting right through his own, as Xerophil's long tongue darted out to scent the air. His snout was a hair's breadth away from Crawley's face, close enough he could trace every curve of every scale.
I believe, my dear, you've just given yourself away. I know exactly how to tempt you now.
Xerophil's voice was surprisingly low and dark. Nothing he would expect it from any angel. But this one kept showing himself to be different. To be a bit rebellious. A bit of a bastard.
Crawley's cock twitched against the Xerophil's tummy, and the snake let out a stuttered hiss.
Crawley's face flushed red in embarrassment as he began to stammer more apologies. But Xerophil only coiled himself around Crawley's neck, bumping his head against Crawley's, looking down at where Crawley's cock was leaking precum onto his shiny and iridescent body.
This is most interesting.
He flicked his tongue against the shell of Crawley's ear. A strangled and wanting noise tore its way from Crawley's throat.
Good fucking Satan! What was happening to him? I think knowledge is not what you need, my dear boy. Pleasure, on the other hand...
Xerophil trailed off, his coils sliding against Crawley's skin once more. A different kind of scale rubbed against the tip of Crawley's cock. A kind he, as the snake himself, was familiar with, but not one he'd ever experimented with.
What? Angel? What? I think, Xerophil cut him off, there's an arrangement to be made, an experience I could offer you.
Xerophil's body undulated against his, causing Crawley to throw his head back and moan. He didn't feel in control of himself. Everything was hazy and blissful, and he just wanted to be touched more and more. Xerophil slid his body against Crawley's cock, letting it catch on his vent, teasing the tip of it as it leaked more and more.
Xerophil, what do you say, foul demon?
On this question, Crawley's cock slipped past Xerophil's aroused and open vent, slipping only a couple of inches inside of his cloaca. He keened and arched his back, wanting more of that wet warmth to surround him.
Yes, yes, you win. Ah!
With a speed unbefitting an angel, Xerophil moved back down his body, tickling Crawley's nipples with his thin tongue. He moved, taking Crawley only a couple of inches inside of his cloaca, but rutting against him with abandon nonetheless. His tongue explored Crawley's body, his nipples, his armpits, wherever Xerophil's snout could reach, never staying in one place long enough for Crawley to get his bearings.
Satan's sake, angel, where did you... I believe you would call it instinct. And besides, you smell so delightful. I find I can't help myself.
Xerophil nuzzled his snout into Crawley's armpit, his cloaca swelling and tightening around Crawley's cock.
Yes, there they are.
Crawley was about to ask if he was okay when two long and tapered cocks slid out of his dripping slit. Crawley's cock slipped out of his earphere, his next thrust finding it squarely between the two hard and slippery cocks. He moaned at the sensation, hard flesh against hard flesh. All at once they were in shadow as Aziraphale's wings burst forth. Bright and gleaming white with hints of gold where the sun caught them. His body wrapped around Crawley tighter, bringing him up to his knees as he positioned himself. The tip of his tail twined between his cocks and Crawley's, stroking and sliding, slippery with sweat and pre-cum.
Well, demon, have I successfully tempted you?
Crawley's breath was ragged and heavy, his body bound tightly by Aziraphale's shimmering coils, his cock frotted between two much larger ones, pressed and squeezed by Aziraphale's tail to the point that he couldn't form a coherent thought other than, please fuck me.
If you would so desire, my dear,
Aziraphale hissed near his ear, bringing Crawley to the realization he'd said that aloud.
Whimpering and pleading to be taken by an angel. How embarrassing that would be if the demons downstairs got word of it.
Aziraphale's cock slid away from his own as the angel moved, lining them up with Crawley's tight hole. He was gentle, working the first one in slowly, an inch at a time as Crawley cried out, struggling against the tight hold of Aziraphale's coils.
He didn't want to be free from them. He wanted the pressure. Every inch of Aziraphale's cock was a revelation. Each spot where it tapered stretched his rim out further.
Crawley rolled his hips, wanting to take him in faster, his hard cock bobbing helplessly in the warm air. Sweat rolled down his body, which Aziraphale gleefully collected on his forked tongue. If Crawley didn't know better, didn't know this was all just a bet and nothing serious, he would think Aziraphale was enjoying this just as much as he was. But he couldn't be. This was just an angel proving a point. It would never happen again, so Crawley decided he needed to enjoy it to its fullest in this moment. He rolled his hips particularly hard, taking the last couple inches of Aziraphale's cock when he did. He shouted Aziraphale's name, full to bursting and so desperate to be taken. He wanted to be taken, and he wanted to be used. But used for another being's pleasure, instead of used for another being's ruin. Aziraphale licked along his jaw, thrusting harder with his undulating body, scales sliding against Crawley's superheated skin. It was too much from both sides. Crawley was jostled between Aziraphale's tail and his cock, held in place and ploughed into roughly, enough that his knees were digging further into the dirt. All at once his vision whited out, his cock spilling hot and hard over Aziraphale's tail as he moaned in a voice he didn't recognize. A voice that wanted and craved. A voice that, really to him, sounded pathetic. A moment later, there was a gush inside of him. Aziraphale shuddered all around him, becoming hard inside of him as they toppled back onto the rock. Fucking hell, Angel.
Oh, my dear, I am quite afraid I'm not finished.
For all his blustering earlier, Aziraphale sounded just as undone as Crawley felt. His words were breathless and stuttered as he nuzzled his snout against Crawley's face.
Right, yeah, there's two of those.
Oh, fuck. Crawley swore when he felt the first soft cock slip out of himself, fluid leaking from his hole, dripping down his legs. The sight he must be right now.
Would it be a terrible imposition, dear, if I were to finish the second as well? I wouldn't want to be any trouble.
Crawley laughed, leaning his weight against the rock, stone warm against his chest.
Treat me like I'm an animal, and then you politely want to know if you can breed me again?
A bit of an uncouth way to put it.
Fuck me again. Right now. Aziraphale didn't wait for more words, shoving his second cock inside Crawley's well-used hole with no preamble and no gentleness. He thrusts with abandon, coiled spinning Crawley to the rock with his weight. He was fast and rough, running his teeth along the back of Crawley's neck. The suggestion of a bite without the forcefulness. Crawley clenched around him, bracing himself against the rock as he was pounded into over and over. His thighs and arse were sore. His hole burnt with use. His cock, now soft and helpless and sticky, slid against the coarse stone, and he didn't even care.
More, please, Angel, more.
Aziraphale's wings fanned out behind him. He flapped them, giving him more power. His thrust shifted Crawley and the rock both as he grunted above him.
Heaven on earth! This is what it's like,
Aziraphale moaned.
You take me so well. I might have to have you again and again, you intoxicating, gorgeous creature.
Crawley shuddered at the praise, snapping his hips back to meet Aziraphale's thrusts. He knew there would be bruises the next day. He hoped they would stay. He wanted to be sore, to feel Aziraphale inside of him for longer. This would never happen again. He wasn't sure how it had even happened now. But he felt something bubbling inside of him that felt a little bit like love. All at once, Aziraphale stuttered, buried to the hilt inside of him as he spilled out again. This time, something else followed. Something hard, yet yielding, pressing against his rim, inside of Aziraphale's cock. Something that wrenched a wanton moan from his throat as it pressed him further open to slip inside. As it slipped out of Aziraphale's cock and into place, as Aziraphale pulled out of him.
Oh, dear!
What's that?
Perhaps I should have played a little more with the biology,
Aziraphale said, poofing back into his angel form. Crawley was immediately distracted. Aziraphale was also stark naked, his normal cock softening against his plush thighs, sweat shimmering on his skin.
He was all soft curves and rounded hills, thick smatterings of blonde hair on his chest and stomach, still more at the base of his cock. Crawley was overwhelmed by an urge to devour, but his whole fluttering against the intrusion broke him from his thoughts. "Did you just pluck me?"
"So sorry, but perhaps, yes."
Xerophil winced, clearly expecting a tirade. Maybe in a normal situation, it would call for one. But as Crawley shifted to sit next to him, felt the plug moving inside of him, the warmth of Xerophil's reptilian cum, he found he didn't care. "It's fine. It'll come out on its own."
"I could miracle it away if you wanted."
Crawley wiggled where he sat on the grass, the full feeling leaving him with a simmering undercurrent of arousal. Not enough to have him hard again just yet, but enough to make everything pleasantly hazy. "Nah, I kind of like it."
"Oh,"
Xerophil said, clearly relieved.
"Well, I suppose that's all right then."
They sat in an awkward silence for a moment, wings slightly brushing each other on the grass before Crawley cleared his throat. "So, you want the bat. What would you like your price to be, Angel?" Xerophil fidgeted with his fingers, looking everywhere but at Crawley's face. He finally tilted his eyes upward for just a moment before meeting Crawley's gaze.
"Do you think I might... well, that is... Adam and Eve, after they mated, they would often...
"It's fine, Angel. You won. What do you want?"
"Do you think I could hold you for a while? Just for a little bit. Not long enough for anyone to notice."
Crawley blinked a few times in confusion.
Maybe he had been wrong.
Maybe Xerophil had enjoyed this as much as him. "Sure, could go for a nap myself."
"That sounds nice, actually."
After a bit of finagling, in which they had to arrange limbs and wings and their own insecurities, Crawley lay naked in the grass, with a naked Angel spooning him from behind.
"Only for a little bit," Xerophil said again.
"Not long enough for anyone to notice," Crawley added as he drifted off into a peaceful sleep. He would wake several hours later, still held in Xerophil's arms, long after the sun had left the sky and the moon had taken over. They would say their goodbyes and part, both assuming this was a one-time occurrence. Over the next 6,000 years, that would prove to be most untrue. The end.